CRJ227, this is your podcast for week number 4 of the summer course. And for this week, we're going to break down the Fourth Amendment and the exclusionary rule. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects citizens and criminal suspects from unreasonable searches of their property and persons and prohibits police officers from making unlawful arrests, seizures. And although this may seem straightforward, the law on these rights is not necessarily so. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time to cover this important topic in this course. I do teach, and some of you have taken, and some of you will take CRJ 230, and we spend a greater amount of time on what the police can and can't do in this area, because that course focuses on evidence and in particular a lot on the exclusionary rule or its application. For our purposes, I'm going to comment on what the police can't do, introduce the exclusionary rule, and give a few tips from my experience. The police may not perform warrantless searches anywhere you have a reasonable expectation of privacy unless a warrant exception applies. If evidence was obtained through an unreasonable or illegal search, the police may not use it against you in a trial. This is called the exclusionary rule. The police may not use evidence resulting from an illegal search to find other evidence. It's the fruit of the poisonous tree. If you have one bit of evidence that's not allowed to be used, it can't lead to other evidence, and anything that comes thereafter is excluded as well. The police may not submit an affidavit in support of obtaining a search warrant if they did not have a reasonable belief in the truth of the statements in the affidavit, unless there is a reasonable suspicion that it contains evidence, illegal items, or stolen goods. The police may not search your vehicle. If your car has been confiscated by the police, however, they may search it. Unless they have reasonable suspicion that you are involved in a criminal activity, the police may not stop and frisk you. If they have a reasonable suspicion, they may pat down your outer clothing if they are concerned that you might be concealing a weapon. The moral here is, when possible, the police should seek a search warrant, but it's not always practical or available because of time and circumstances, and hence, we get exceptions for vehicles, pursuit, arrest, and other topics covered in greater detail in the CRJ 230 course. The other thing to keep in mind, and especially with vehicles, is that consent can be given to conduct a search. In my experience, you see many people who have contraband of some sort, especially in vehicles or on their person, consent to searches. People tend to be less willing to consent to a search within the privacy of their home, and the courts have been fairly consistent in protecting the rights of individuals within their home. In other words, if you're looking to search a residence, you should have enough evidence to make an affidavit and application to a judge for a search warrant and obtain the search warrant, just to be more certain that your search and anything that turns up in that search is admissible at trial. The exclusionary rule prevents the government from using most evidence gathered in violation of the United States Constitution. It applies to evidence gained from an unreasonable search or seizure in violation of the Fourth Amendment, as we learned from Matt v. Ohio, to improperly elicited self-incriminatory statements gathered in violation of the Fifth Amendment, see Miranda versus Arizona, and to evidence gained in situations where the government violates a defendant's Sixth Amendment right to counsel, also comes to us from Miranda v. Arizona. But these rights, or this expectation does not apply in civil cases, only criminal cases. If evidence falls within the scope of the exclusionary rule, and that evidence led to other evidence which they would not have otherwise located, the exclusionary rule applies to the related evidence found subsequent to the excluded evidence as well. And that's a doctrine called the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine. Now keep in mind, the exclusionary rule is a court-created remedy and deterrent, not an independent constitutional right. It's kind of podged together from the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment. Courts will not apply the rule to exclude illegally gathered evidence where the cost of exclusion outweigh its deterrent or remedial benefits. Finally, keep in mind the exceptions, especially those we discussed of good faith, independent source, and inevitable discovery. All right, those are covered. Good faith, independent source, inevitable discovery. They found it in good faith. They didn't do it anything illegally deceptive, etc. Independent source, it didn't come through the suspect or the other evidence. It came through a different source. And then inevitable discovery, it would have been discovered eventually. We move on to search warrants next week. Again, this is week 4, so we're halfway through the summer term. Weeks 5, 6, and 7 come quick. I know that as the summer drones on, as it gets warmer, as you get into other activities, it's difficult to keep your focus. Please do keep your energy up, keep moving, stay focused. And if you need me, you know where to find me.